Good day, students. This is Civic Education for JS2. And our topic today is Consumer Rights and Responsibilities. Consumer Rights and Responsibilities. You will recall that in our JS1, we looked at civic rights of Nigerian citizens, and I explained rights as claims, entitlements, benefits, and privileges which citizens should enjoy because they are citizens of a country. Today, we will not be talking about citizens. Rather, we will be talking about consumers. Who are consumers? Do they have rights? Do they have responsibilities? Yes, they do. And we'll be looking at the consumer rights and responsibilities. Who is a consumer? A consumer is an individual who buys products or services for his personal use and not for manufacture or resell, which means anyone who buys goods or services because he wants to make use of them and not because he wants to sell them again or use them for further production is a consumer. There are many things a consumer can buy. A consumer can buy goods. A consumer can also buy services. For instance, if I buy a book, I have purchased a good. But if I pay for my electricity bill, I have just paid for a service that has been rendered to me. Do consumers have rights? Do they have responsibilities? Yes, consumers have rights, and they have responsibilities which they must perform in order to enjoy these rights. Let us look at the rights of a consumer. There are 8 universal rights of a consumer. They are universal in the sense that they are as important as our fundamental human rights. And one of the universal rights of a consumer is the right to satisfaction of basic needs. The right to satisfaction of basic needs. This is the first and the most important right of a consumer. The right to satisfaction of basic needs is the right that guarantees access to essential goods and services, adequate food, clothing, shelter, healthcare, education, public utilities, water, and sanitation. This right states that as a consumer, it is your right to enjoy these basic amenities. You should enjoy these basic goods and services. You cannot do without water. You cannot do without food. You cannot do without healthcare. As a consumer, it is your right to enjoy these services, these basic goods and services. And as a consumer, you have duties you have to perform. I have duties I have to perform in order to enjoy the right to satisfaction of basic needs. What must I do to enjoy this right to satisfaction of basic needs? Number one, in order to enjoy right to satisfaction of basic needs, a consumer should prioritize his needs. What do I mean by prioritizing his needs? He has to state his needs in order of preference, the most important ones before the least important ones. For instance, I think food is more important than every other need. I must eat first before I start putting on clothes. Number two, he also has to look out for quality and not for quantity. It is also the duty of a consumer not to be engaged in panic buying. By panic buying, I mean buying anything you see, even things you did not plan for. At the end of the day, a consumer might discover that he has bought goods that he doesn't really need. And then he must ensure that basic commodities are available in his stock during times of crisis. For instance, during this COVID-19 pandemic, a consumer should first of all think of food in his home. The first thing I need is to make sure that there is food in my house before I start talking about buying clothes, buying shoes, buying cars, and all of that. So these are the responsibilities of a consumer in order to enjoy the right to satisfaction of basic needs. Another important right of a consumer is the right to safety. This is the right to be protected against the marketing of goods and provision of services that are dangerous to health and life, which means that as a consumer, you should be protected against buying or marketing of goods. The producers should not market goods that are dangerous to your health. danger goods that can endanger the lives of consumers. And as consumers, we have the following responsibility. We have to take our safety into our hands. What are the things that I have to do, that you have to do, in order to enjoy the right to safety? Number one, a consumer should make sure he reads all labels and product circulars before using any product. When you look at products, you find out that we have some products come with leaflets, some come with labels. You have to make sure you read these labels. Things that are written on that labels are not just for writing sake. You have to go through the label and know what you're buying. And also, he should ask questions about how products works or how to operate or use those products if he or she is not sure. If you are purchasing a product and you don't know the effectiveness of that product or how it works, you have to ask questions. Number three, you should always look out for warning signs. We have special warning signs on labels of products. Signs like not suitable for children under 5 years. If I see a sign like that on a leaflet, it means that I should not administer that product to a child who is not up to 5 years. Others come like poison. If I see poison on a product, it means that that product is dangerous to the health and special safety precautions must be taken. For example, I don't have to store such a product carelessly. We have had situations where children have taken Izal, taking kerosene in place of water. When you see such products that come with poison, you make sure you keep them in a safe place out of reach of children. We also have things like for external use only. If you see something like that, it means that it should not be consumed. So you have to look out for special warning signs on the leaflets and labels of products and take your safety into your hands. We also have to ask for how the product works, samples, test. Some products come with samples or tests. You have to test them first to know before you start making use of them. And then you have to be on guard regarding products that are found to be dangerous to health. So these are the things that a consumer should do in order to enjoy the right to safety. Another important right of a consumer is the right to information. This is the third right of a consumer, the right to information. This right declares that it is your right as a consumer to be protected against dishonest or misleading advertisement or labeling, and also the right to be given the facts and information needed to make an informed choice, which means as a consumer, you ought to be given every fact you need in order to choose from a variety of products, which means if you are purchasing a product, you have to know everything about that product. It is the duty of the manufacturer and the marketer to give you details about the products that you are buying. You have to know the quality, the quantity, the potency, the standard, the prices of the products that you are about to purchase, so that you can make an informed choice. What I mean by an informed choice, you can now choose from a variety of products, the one that will suit you best. For instance, if I want to go for beverages, there are different beverages at the market. We have Middle, we have Bombita, and many others. I have to know details about this product so that I can make up my mind. Should I go for Bombita or Milo or this one or the other one, so that I can make an informed choice? If you are buying a product that comes in packs, you have to know how many pieces we have in that particular carton. How many packs of Indomie do I have in this carton? What is the quality of this Indomie? Is Indomie better than Tommy Tommy? Is Tommy Tommy better than the other one? I have to know all these things before I make up my mind so that I can make an informed choice. So these are the rights of a consumer. And in order to enjoy this right to information, there are things that you should do as a consumer, your duties as a consumer. Number one, you have to read the label of every product in order to know the use, the content, the number of pieces, how to care for the product, and everything about that product. You also have to read and understand all the provisions before signing any document. As a consumer, before you sign any document, make sure you go through that document, read the provisions of that document, make sure you understand them very well before you start signing. You don't just sign any document without reading. Many people have signed themselves into trouble because they did not go through any document before signing it. It is also your duty to read newspapers, guides, magazines to get information about the product that you are about to purchase. And then you have to look out for the name and address of the manufacturer in case the need arises. These are three important rights of a consumer. Remember, I told you that consumers have 8 universal rights. But today, we will stop at these three. When we meet next time, we'll look at the other important rights of a consumer. Remember, I told you there are 8. So by the time we meet next time, we'll look at the right to choice. We'll also look at the right to representation to be heard. Another right of a consumer that we are going to look at is the right to redress, the right to consumer education, and lastly, the right to a healthy environment. Thank you, and keep on reading your books. Make sure you stay safe during this period of COVID-19 pandemic and remain blessed. Thank you.